we're told that what goes up must come down. That irregardless of velocity or effort or raw human bound by the constraints of science, we are held captive by the laws of humanity. There's only so much within our control. And so we live with contingency, assuming that gravity will pull us back down to reality. We expect that revenue growth is just temporary, that despite our best efforts, we can only stay lucky for so long. We're afraid to live too courageously, cautious that after we've invested too much, we'll come crashing down in failure. A reality that finds us hurt, tired, and mentally spent. So the thought crosses our mind that if we were to climb less high, our fall would be less painful, the damage less jarring. And so we cling to the safety of just enough. We survive with fingernails clawed deep into a pretense we pretend is prosperity when it is only fear. Our fear of getting hurt, fear of appearing vulnerable, fear of letting ourselves down. And the reality is that gravity need not pull you back to the primitive landscape of disaster and unrealized it can enable your biggest success. It just depends on how you see the redirection. Push off, bounce back, rebound. Use the momentum to rise higher. Defy the demons in your mind. Defy the fears that cloud your view of what is truly extraordinary. Defy the demands of the crowd. Defy the expectations other people place on you. Rise to the moment. Stand upon your feet with confidence, with power, with passion, and then begin to climb high. Soar with visions of grandeur. Fight with the courage of a champion. Let nothing hold you back as you push beyond the constraints of human frailness to challenge greatness. And should you fall, should you fail, remember with certainty that the higher you fall, the higher you will automatically bounce back on your feet. After all, isn't another rule of science we've proven to be irrefutable? That if you fall high, you rise high. This is Dan Walchman, and we've been having an edgy conversation.